Juno Afternoon is also made possible with support from Hanson Gress, delivering IT support to local businesses for over 15 years. Our next guest is back for our monthly check-in with the Juno Police Department. Welcome, Chief Ad Mercer.
Thank you for having me.
It's nice to have you here. Sounds like it's been a busy summer.
It has been a pretty steady summer for the Juno Police Department. We've had several significant cases that have happened, and but we're making it through with all this beautiful weather that we've been having, and hopefully we'll start, you know, slowing down a little bit.
Have you found a relationship between nice weather and people making bad choices?
I used to, but this is, I mean, look at our summer. I mean, it's consistent. So where people in Southeast Alaska take advantage of that weather and maybe go out and picnic and do all this different type of stuff, we've been spoiled this summer. So sometimes, yes, but this summer has been out of the norm.
Got it. You have some crime statistics you'd like to share with us?
Yeah, it's been a little while since I've been on the show, but, you know, every year we collect UCR reporting and we try to capture Part 1 crimes, which are more of our serious type crimes. There's 8 of them. And Part 2 crimes, there's 21 of those type crimes. And what we're seeing after we looked at the first two quarters of this year compared to the quarters last year, we're seeing about a 14% decline in crime on our Part 1 crimes. And as you recall, we had a lot of burglaries, a lot of thefts. I would warn, though, that considering the last 3 years prior to that, we had those were high mark years, 84% increase in crime. We hit a plateau. We're coming down now. Doesn't mean we're a crime-free community. We still have to look out for ourselves. I think people are getting more aware and paying attention to those types of things, so they become victims. So that has been helping. But we've seen an increase in our Part 2 crimes on simple assaults that have been going on, kind of along the lines, maybe the weather. People go out and start drinking and start acting out and whatnot. So we've seen an increase in at least that category of Part 2 crimes, and that has been keeping us kind of busy.
What's the – you said 14% decrease on Part 1. How's the Part 2 increase looking?
Well, it's a part two, it looks overall about 11% increase. And with that simple assault being the high mark out of the 21 different categories that we capture in Part 2 crimes.
Okay. I have a question for you.
You bet.
I walk a lot in town, and I've noticed a couple of things changing a little bit recently. I notice when a vehicle drives by, not a vehicle, but often I'm smelling marijuana as this vehicle goes by me. And I've noticed a lot of people on their cell phones. Can you talk about what those two things mean and what can be the repercussions for those?
Sure. As I think the audience knows, the state of Alaska has legalized marijuana use. So there's not a surprise to me that we're experiencing these type of incidents out there where you smell marijuana coming from a car. But that's still a crime. That's a violation. So if you are caught doing that in your car, you could be fined on the first offense or third offense. It starts at $200. Second offense is $300 up to $5. Now, that changes if you're the driver. We would investigate it as though you're driving under the influence of a drug, alcohol, same thing, and we could arrest you for a misdemeanor crime if it's your first offense, or if you have multiple offenses, it could be a felony as far as it goes. Regarding texting, which we all know that we all have these smartphones and we get distracted and we want to be driving down the road and all of a sudden a text comes in or we want to look at it, that too is a violation of law. And it could be a $500 fine if you're caught texting while driving. Now, even worse, if you're texting and driving and get involved in an accident, you hurt somebody or hurt yourself, that could be a felony. So you could ramp up pretty quick from a violation to a felony if you do it. And we all know distracting driving is one of our biggest challenges out there. They're saying that more and more people are being struck by drivers because they're distracted while they're driving. And most likely, one of the contributing factors is that cell phone.
How does one enforce distracted driving? Besides these penalties, how can you do that?
It is very difficult because the officer out there has to observe it. In traffic accidents, we may go a little bit farther in our investigation skills and what we have for software to try to determine whether or not somebody was on their cell phone at the time. But it is very difficult and problematic, and which makes it more complex of a case. if we see them doing it, we could stop them and make the contact with them. And, you know, a lot of times we want voluntary compliance, but sometimes it resorts to somebody being issued a citation. That's the same thing when it comes to smelling marijuana coming from a car or somebody out in the public smoking marijuana. We get those type of calls. Unfortunately, catching people is not the easiest thing to do.
Okay, that almost seems like a natural segue to recruitment. It sounds like looks like you have some officer testing coming up.
Yeah, we do. As the Juneau Police Department continues to recruit and try to get our name out there, I think we've been out there quite a bit this summer and the last 6 months as far as it goes. We have testing for police officers coming up the 18th and 19th and 20th. But we're actively recruiting for dispatchers, and I believe there's going to be an October date coming up there as well. Something new since I've been here is that we got approval to fill two more positions called public safety call takers. They're equivalent to dispatchers, but what they're going to do is exactly what they're called. They're call takers. So in the communication center, the information comes in, they'll deal with that. They'll pass it on to the dispatcher to be dispatched to an officer or direct it where it needs to go. We're right in the middle of a process for that as well. So we made some headway last year. I think we were down 13. We're back and we got down to 6 and then we bumped back up to 8 again. So, it kind of ebbs and flows as far as that goes. And I think that's just something that we have to stay on top of try to get people to come and be interested in with the police department.
And it looks like this officer testing is September 18th, 19th, and 20th. If somebody's interested in doing this testing, how can they proceed?
So they could go to publicsafetytesting.com and they could register there and they'll be directed from there to show up. It's local testing that we're having. They also have satellite testings in the lower 48 as well. But if somebody's here in town wants a test, they could go to publicsafetytesting.com and sign up for that.
I've asked you this before, but remind us, what kind of person makes a good police officer?
I think a person who has a good sense of problem solving, a person that basically is able to be outgoing, has good verbal skills to be able to interact with the public. We're not looking for somebody who is a saint. I don't think any of us are saints, correct? But we want somebody who has maybe learned from their past and maybe they could apply it out in the field when they're dealing with individuals that maybe they experience similar types of circumstances. But that rounds out a police officer to be able to work for the Juneau Police Department.
All right. That's the voice of Chief Ed Mercer of the Juneau Police Department. We were just talking about recruitment. For more information, where should people go?
PublicSafetyTesting.com, and you just go on there. Or if you want to reach out, call our main line, 586-0600, get a hold of us, and we could tell you exactly what you need to do, would invite you in and talk to you about the positions that are open at the police department, anything we can do to try to get individuals interested.
What was that number once more?
586-0600.
All right, Chief Mercer, thank you so much for coming on the show. Is there anything else that you'd like to add?
No, I don't think so. I appreciate you guys having us.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.